this is what I'm going to do.
Israelis are hitting the polls today to elect their next government. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping to overcome a major challenge from a center-left alliance. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds.
This month, this is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The civil suit surrounding the 2012 Colorado theater shooting is now in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments held yesterday, families of the victims suing Cinemark Theater, saying the company should have had more security to protect their loved ones from the shooting. Gunman James Holmes serving a life sentence for killing 12 people and wounding a number of others. Closing arguments set for today in the trial of a Baltimore police officer named in the arrest and death of Freddie Gray. Officer Edward Nero charged with misdemeanor second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct related to the arrest and death of Gray last year. Sports Authority is going out of business. Here's Anthony Lucero.
The chain that was once the biggest sporting goods retailer in the country says it will be closing all 450 of its stores. When Sports Authority first filed for bankruptcy back in March, they said they would close 140 stores while they worked with creditors and lenders. The company says in a new bankruptcy filing that it has not been able to find a buyer for its remaining stores. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Republican and Democratic presidential campaigns are being targeted by hackers. National Intelligence Director James Clapper saying the hackers may be working for foreign governments, noting that U.S. government officials are working with the campaigns to educate them about the threats. It's a guilty verdict for the woman on trial for killing her 5-year-old son in New Jersey more than 2 decades ago. We get details from Jennifer Polsone.
A jury convicting Michelle Lazinski for killing little Timothy Wiltsy back in 1991. Her brother, who was in court, agrees with the jury's findings.
Right from the beginning, it was a no-win situation for the family. You know, we were devastated by Timmy's murder, and we've been living with that for a long time. And now, you know, my sister's going to be put away for a long time, and we're devastated by that, too.
The time of his killing, his mother claimed the boy went missing from a carnival in Sayreville and had been abducted. The now Florida woman was not charged until 2014 when investigators reopened the case. She plans to appeal her sentencing, though scheduled for August 23rd.
Protesters in Paris upset about new labor reforms, and USA Radio's Russ Jones explains water cannons and tear gas were used to calm the violent crowds.
Truckers blocked intersections. Thousands took to the streets in protest to government reforms. Reforms intended to make it easier to hire and fire employees in an effort to correct a bad economy and an all-time high unemployment rate of 10%.
France has a strict 35-hour work week, and unions threaten more strikes and demonstration if things don't improve. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 9:06, time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, we're at 56 degrees. Weather Underground says...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weeks from his retirement, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid blasting a Donald Trump appointment on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
If Trump is serious about seeking unity, the first thing he should do is rescind his appointment of Steve Bannon.
Reid referring to Donald Trump's appointment of Steve Bannon as his chief strategist. Reid and other Democrats suggesting that Bannon is a white supremacist. Before the election, it sounded like House Speaker Paul Ryan may not return to that post, but now it appears he will. Here's Terry Moore.
If we are going to put our country back on the right track, we have got to be bold and we have to go big. This country is expecting absolutely no less.
Ryan called the election results a mandate, and Republicans tapped Ryan for another term as House Speaker. The full House will affirm that in a vote early next year.
Senate Democrat Barbara Boxer is introducing a bill that would abolish the Electoral College. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
After a deadly shooting at Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma City yesterday.
I can report that a suspect was located, deceased, with an apparent gunshot wound to the head.
That police spokesman saying the suspect was found in a pickup truck in a parking garage at the airport hours after a Southwest Airlines worker, Michael Winchester, was shot and killed. The 52-year-old Winchester was a punter for the Oklahoma Sooners football team in the mid-1980s. Winchester's son James is a former Sooner football player, currently a long snapper for the Kansas City Chiefs. The suspect in the shooting has not been named, and there's no word on a possible motive. Thousands protesting nationwide against the Dakota Access Pipeline. That from a protest in Los Angeles yesterday against the oil pipeline that's being built on Sioux Territory in North Dakota. There were similar protests in New York City, Chicago, and other cities. This is USA Radio News.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Hillary Clinton will be making her first public appearance since her concession speech after losing the presidential election to Donald Trump last week, as Clinton's to be honored by the Children's Defense Fund later today. Clinton worked for the Child Advocacy and Research Group in the 1970s, later joining its board. The president of the fund says Clinton is a tireless voice for children. Proponents of the Second Amendment say they are eagerly awaiting a Donald Trump presidency. Here's Randy Fuller with more.
The passage of Prop 63 means further tightening of California's already strict gun laws. Opponents of the measure are hoping Donald Trump will appoint justices who are strongly in favor of the individual right theory of the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment.
We believe that it'll increase the opportunity for judicial challenges, for litigative challenges to any number of California's unconstitutional gun laws.
Craig DeLuz of the Firearms Policy Coalition says it's not just about appointments to the Supreme Court, but also district and appellate courts. Randy Fuller, NBC News Radio.
Actress Carrie Fisher say the on-screen romance between Princess Leia and Han Solo was not just acting. The Star Wars star telling People magazine that she and Harrison Ford had an affair while filming that space adventure 40 years ago. Fisher was 19, Ford a married 31-year-old father of two at the time. Fisher writes about it in her new memoir. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. Good morning, my name is Richard Scuderi, and today I'm very pleased to have in-house Jerry Lurie, and Kelly Beach, and they are with Greensleeves Village Bakery. You know, as you know, each week on the show, I look to the area. I'm kind of hunted in centric, but I look to the area in general for design inspiration and for wonderful and new and innovative ideas. And when I went into Greensleeves just to get a cup of coffee, I was so amazed about how wonderful the space is. And we are going to talk about that briefly, but let's just take a look at the weather, and we will start, and then I will introduce you to Jerry and Lori. All right, so currently it is fair skies with 54 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 61. Tonight there are isolated showers, and then it's partly cloudy with a low of 39. On Thursday we're going to have a beautiful sunny day with a high of 61 degrees. On Thursday night there's going to be clear skies with a low of 34. On Friday, there's patchy fog, and then it will be sunny with a high of 65 degrees. So good, nice, some nice days in the 60s. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 37. On Saturday, patchy fog again, then sunny with a high of 63. On Saturday night, there's a 50% chance of showers with a low of 35 degrees. And then finally, unfortunately, on Sunday, there's a 50% chance of showers with a high of 46 degrees. Well, good morning to everyone again. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I'm very excited to be speaking with Jerry and Kelly. I think I said Lori before because your name is Lori. So Jerry and Kelly, so I apologize about that. Their organization is called Greensleeves Village Bakery. And I happened upon it by accident. Sometimes when I'm in the Flemington store, I will take some time and I'll walk. And I like to walk around the borough of Flemington because I'm always looking for what's next, what's new, what's innovative, you know, who's doing something. And I went in just arbitrarily to have a cup of coffee, as I often do, and I found this beautiful space, this interesting space, where I felt there was a lot of creativity and things going on. So, Jerry, I happened to, I guess, meet your husband, and you weren't there at the time, and I said, you know, this is really inspiring. And I think he thought I was trying to sell him something, but I certainly wasn't. Or maybe I was. I was trying to get you here, and I'm so glad you were so gracious to do it. So good morning, Jerry. Why don't you say hello to our listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. My name is Jerry Lurie, and I'm honored to be here today. We're excited to represent Allies Greensleeves Village Bake Shop. Mm-hmm. We opened in July of 2014, and we had a lovely grand opening, and we've been busy ever since. We're actually a unique bake shop. We feature unique gifts and home decor, and in addition to that, the program is designed and created to be an inclusive business in our local community. So I have such a wonderful team of green designers that work with me, mm-hmm. and I get to be humbled every day by the amazing works that they do in program. For example, when we talk about some of the design elements, the shutter wall.
Oh, beautiful.
Some of the shutters were actually from Superstorm Sandy.
And oh, isn't that nice?
And found on the side of the road.
Wonderful.
And picked up at flea markets. And my team painted them. And we put it together to create that beautiful mosaic wall of shutters. We do a lot of different things with our ceilings,
mm-hmm.
and we do that to give people like yourself mm-hmm. that come into the shop a reason to look up.
Right.
And, of course, if you are in a wheelchair and you're repositioning, it's much more interesting to look at a beautiful chandelier.
Oh, sure, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about, let's back up a little bit, because there's certainly a lot there, and we want to break it down for our listeners, because even for me to just take it in, your concept isn't just a bakery. It's so much bigger, and there's so much more to it. But let's backtrack a little bit. The space that you are in is sort of not sort of right and center. It's actually the space that was originally Royal Doulton?
Yes.
It was the Royal Doulton. So for those of you that were Liberty Village shoppers in years past, it was a space that I frequented a lot for clients because it's the space where Royal Doulton was. But it's sort of, it's not quite hidden, but it's not right in front end of the plaza. It's more sort of where, near Turntable Village, but at the same time still in part of the Liberty Village. Am I
correct
right in spelling it that way? Because I don't think it's so easy for everybody to necessarily find Green Sleeves. So having said that, how did you go from having it be an empty space, which, as you were telling me this morning when we were talking, it was a space that was empty for a long time?
Yes, it was. It used to be the Royal Doulton, China.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was vacant for many years.
Right.
So when we took over the space, it was very gloomy. In fact, there was old carpet that we ripped up, and we actually rented a sander, and we sanded it down. It looked like the beach in there for a while.
And you guys did everything yourselves?
We did.
That's wonderful.
Because as a nonprofit, there's just not a budget for it.
Well, I'm going to cut you back off of that, because I want to get to people that you're not just sort of some sort of, you know, you're not a bakery out there just looking solely to make as much money as possible. You're doing good and philanthropic things there. So explain to us what the concept of Green Sleeves Village Bakery is. Is it a bakery that makes beautiful things and delicious coffee? Is it a space that people go and sit at? And then I do want Kelly to chime in on this. Is it a community resource, or is it all of these things? Tell us about the inspiration. And also, it's a two-part question. Were you doing this somewhere else and then transitioned to this location? Give us a little background.
Sure. Well, Greensleeves Village Bake Shop is operated and the vision of Allies, Inc., which is an affiliate of Woods. And we are a nonprofit agency that provides clinical and residential vocational support services to over 300 people with special needs.
Wonderful.
And developmental disabilities.
Mm.
And we actually operate in 16 New Jersey counties.
Wonderful.
Among those served by Allies are diagnosed with developmental disabilities, and we've been doing this since 1999.
Wonderful. Now, is this? I'm going to have Kelly chime in as well.
Sure.
Okay. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Well, basically, Jerry and I work for Allies, which is, as she was saying, a nonprofit that provides support services to children and adults with special needs throughout New Jersey.
Can I ask you, is that Hunterdon-centric or New Jersey-centric? Allies, I was not before. I always try to do some research before we go, of course, live on the air to be able to ask the right questions. Is Allies something that was originated in Hunterdon County? How did that come about?
Okay, so we actually were headquartered in Hamilton in Mercer County.
Okay.
So we provide services in 16 of New Jersey's counties. Actually, 17 now, excuse me.
Right.
We're an affiliate of Woods, which is based out of Pennsylvania, but we are New Jersey-centric.
Okay.
We have been providing service for a long time in Hunterdon County, ranging from residential supports, which help people live as independently as possible, homes that look like yours or mine, apartments that look like yours or mine. We help people find employment, recreation, activities, anything that really just enables the people that we serve to have the fullest, highest quality of life you can imagine. And so Green Sleeves is our small business initiative. It's a little branch off of Allies.
Sure.
And what that is, we've actually have 4 Green Sleeves now.
The
bakery is Hunterdon-centric.
Okay.
It started with, and Jerry will correct me because she would have known from the origination, but we have a thrift boutique in Somerville.
Oh, nice. Can you give the addresses of these as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a gift shop in Barnegat, which is down in Ocean County. And what they all have in common is they are operated in conjunction with a DATE program for adults with special needs. And the reason we did that was because we believe that everybody has something to give. I really feel, and I know Jerry echoes this in our you know, from our executive down, that we find value in interacting with our community and through employment and through engagement. So when we have a DATE program, it was important to us to find a way immediately on site for our guys to interact with their community and to explore employment, because if they're receiving day services, it may be because they may not be ready right now for completely integrated competitive employment, but we believe that they can cycle into our businesses and explore that. So the bakery is operated in conjunction with the DATE program,
mm-hmm.
and all the proceeds from the store benefit the services for our guys.
That's just wonderful.
So that's when Jerry's talking about when we opened up in Flemington, being a nonprofit kind of spurs on that creative concept of needing to do things ourselves in
sure.
terms of, you know, the upcycled design. But the upcycled green piece is throughout our Green Sleeves initiative.
It's amazing. I have so many questions
sure.
for the two of you,
yeah.
but I have to take some quick commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Huntington Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Huntington County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
time. And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm the owner of Maven Hill Interior Designs. Get that out, Maven Hill Interior Designs, at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, with all sorts of wonderful accessories and things for your home. We also and often do home decorating. Our phone number is 908-884-0770. Visit our new showroom at 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. That phone number is 908-832-7050. I'm very lucky to have in studio with me today two lovely ladies. One is named Jerry Laurie, and one is named Kelly Beach. And today we're talking about something that I just discovered that's very Huntington-centric down in Liberty Village, which is Greensleeves Village Bakery. And there's a lot to it. It's a beautiful space, and we're going to talk a lot about the aesthetics of the space, because certainly our show is all about design. But I felt it was such a good cause that it was important to talk about the history of it. So before we went to commercial break, we were talking about your organization. So are all four of the outpost, if you will, are all four of those things called Greensleeves?
They are, yes.
Okay, very good. And again, the one in Flemington is the bakery.
Yep.
The one in Somerville is the...
It's a thrift boutique. So when you walk into it, it looks like a women's boutique that you would see anywhere else.
Now, is that on the main street in
Somerville?
It is,
34 East Main Street.
Oh, wonderful.
And it looks just like a boutique you'd walk into, you know, in any shopping village.
Okay.
But through Jerry's, you know, efforts and her design team, it's beautiful. It's got a fabric textile ceiling. It's
yeah, Jerry's very talented, I have to say. I'm sure you both are, but I came in and sometimes I'm struggling for inspiration. And when I came in, I'm like, oh, I found it. This is it. I felt an energy when I came into Greensleeves. I felt like there was an energy there and a positive energy. So that's a very good thing.
Thank you so much, and I'm inspired every day by the people that I serve and work with.
Do you have a design background?
I don't.
Okay.
But
you just have this. You have the skill. Some people just have it.
I do a lot of upcycling. I have a crazy, nutty professor garage at home with a quite a huge chandelier in there made out of boat ropes.
Wonderful.
But, for example, in Somerville, we quilted the ceiling in the boutique. And, again, a reason to come in and
look at
and
it.
Look up.
And I'm going to make sure after this that I go to that and I'll photograph that and I'll put them both on my website and my blog.
And we actually had it fire retarded so that it was safe for the store. But most importantly, our guys were very hands-on. They painted it, they stenciled it, and quilted it. So each square was put up with love. And
I can't wait to see it.
I love to be able to do that,
wonderful.
Show off their abilities.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's talk about this property in particular. So it's a space that you inherited. It's a big space. I would say it's got to be, how many
it's
square
feet? 4,800 square feet.
That's a big space. Most people's homes aren't that big. So that was a challenge to decorate. So tell me, so you got the, you inherited or you got the raw space for your nonprofit, and you started with old carpeting and God knows what else. Tell me what you had to do just to clear it out first.
Okay. Well, we rolled up the carpet and we sanded the floors, and a price quote for the floor was $15,000.
It's got to be. It's a lot of square footage.
Exactly. We didn't have the budget for that, so we opted to paint it ourselves, which has turned out to be such a fun project. Seasonally, we can change it. Right now, we're painting gingerbread on the floor.
Nice.
And again, the kids in our and the adults in our programs are helping us do that.
If I could interrupt, Jerry, tell us how listeners, if they have a space, whether it be the basement, maybe they want to do something interesting for their children or themselves, or a garage space or an outbuilding, how do you go about taking a floor that has carpeting on it and making it be a floor that people can use in a commercial setting? Finished. What were some of the steps involved in that?
Well, we stripped it down and we sanded the glue off.
So if you start because our listeners are so hungry for ideas, and I think this is a wonderful idea. I've done a couple of spaces. One of the spaces that I did was Metropolitan Seafood, which is in Lebanon, New Jersey, and we had old carpeting. It was CWI Kitchens, and I had to prepare the floors, and then we sanded and buffed and polished them, and we did polished concrete. But I think a lot of people see these wonderful, more modern looks, but they don't know how to achieve them. And this is something you did yourself, which is in fact amazing. So when you have old carpet and you're going to prepare the floor to accept paint, what do you have to do? Even just taking the carpet, did you have to get a dumpster, or what did you have to do?
We did. We did. It was quite a bit of work, but then we sealed the floor. We were able to actually Dan did the floor priming.
Okay.
And then we painted it with garage floor paint, basically.
Okay, so you took out the old carpeting, you got off all the residue and so on. Mm-hmm. Was there a step?
It's an acid cleaner.
Okay, that was the step. Mm-hmm. So you needed some sort of a step that freshened or cleaned up that cement, correct? So you did an acid cleaner. Does that take a long period of time?
Well, it's a large space, so it did take a little bit of time.
For drying. And then after the acid product was used, was that enough to accept paint? Did you have to do another layer? Said you talked about priming, so did you do like a base coat?
Well, it was in the paint, so...
Okay.
And then we sealed it.
So you did a base coat on the floor. When you have a floor that's 4,800 square feet, and then Kelly, I don't know if you were involved in this part of the process or not.
I got to check it out from the perimeter, but Jerry and her team. I'm totally going to toot her horn here. She's full disclosure. Jerry's also my mom. If you can't tell by looking at us,
and to tell you the truth, we're both very lovely looking ladies. And the next time that we do this. My show is going to television, so the next time we do this, I'm going to have you back. We're going to be in the television studio.
Oh, wow.
We're moving to the New Market building, and we're going to have a television studio. So what will be nice the next time is you guys can bring stuff in, and people can see your smiling faces instead of just assume. But no, I did not know that.
So sometimes it gives it away through our hand gestures, and when we start to speak.
You know, what I did notice, and I was a little late coming into studio today because I had something come up, and I sort of rushed in, but what I did notice right away is you guys are very much in sync. So that much I saw. But no, I guess I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah,
My bad.
No, it's okay.
Now I see what I'm looking at both of you.
So we've worked together in the nonprofit sector for a long time.
Okay.
But obviously, I've always, my whole life, been inspired by her. She's just a doer. she sees something in a just a completely different way, and will jump in and do it, where I probably have to think it through and all the steps and him and haw and what's it going to look like, how am I going to do it right.
Are you as creative as your mother as far as design?
I think I'm creative, and I like to do something different. I love to just change up a space, and I like to jump in as well. I tend to worry about if I have the skill, and this is where Jared really leads her team, and she doesn't worry about that. She says everyone has a skill, and it finds a way to do it, and she's Wonderful. Talking about the carpet, and I would have probably freaked out about it for weeks, thinking, oh, am I going to ruin the floor? And,
sure.
And that's just not their approach at all. It's there's the beauty's in the imperfection. And
there's a lot to what you just said with that. And it is in the imperfection.
It goes through every single thing that they do, mm-hmm. and there's no fear in, they don't worry about the absolute, pristine end part of it. The creativity just flows, and I get to see it from the peripheral, being involved in the different aspects of our small business initiative here at Allies, but... you guys are speaking humbly about the floor, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it was this big project. And
oh, it had to be, and that's what beautiful. I was inspired about, because I'm taking on a space now. I'm going to be opening my third location of Mavenhill in the village of Maplewood, and I'm taking on a space now, and one of the reasons I wanted to focus a little bit on that with the design before we go to the rest of it was because I'm in that mode right now where I have carpeting that I have to remove, and at 4,800 square feet, that's a big ordeal, mm-hmm. just to get that floor ready to accept paint, and then after you do that, having it dry, and when you're drying the floor that's that big, having it dry in stages and the mm-hmm. temperature, there's really a lot to that. You sort of simplified because you're very good at what you do, but you really did put a lot of yourself, I'm sure, into that.
Well, Dan did the floor, thank goodness, because okay. like you said, it was quite a big project.
Okay, and is Dan your husband?
He is.
Okay, great. Yes. This is very, we should have had Dan here today too. Very all in the family, which is really a nice thing. And the whole concept of doing a nonprofit to me and dealing with the local business community, but also dealing with the local community is a very nice thing. So you had the floor base painted. What did you do color-wise? What was your inspiration? Did you arbitrarily pick a color? Or did you say, I want this because I know I'm going to be able to move it? In my own house, when I purchased my house, it had hardwood floors. And there was a little bit of damage in my, because the house had been empty for 3 years. So there was a little bit of water damage on a spot in the floor in the foyer. So I had the floors already finished, but it just always showed that. So I wound up stripping that and then painting my foyer floor, and then I painted sort of a black and white classic floor with that. So I'm a little bit familiar with the painstaking efforts in painting the floor. And one of the things that you said, Kelly, that was very key to me is the beauty is in its imperfection. I find 11 years later, now that the floorboards are coming through, that floor looks better today than it did when I did it, because there's some wear on it. It's very sure. It's very real looking. And I think with the design that you guys have, which I shouldn't simplify as saying shabby chic, but in a way for our listeners who can't see the space, it kind of has that shabby chic look. And there is beauty to peeling paint. There is beauty to, not that you have peeling paint, but there's beauty to imperfection, I think, in design, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Right. So when you painted it, and I don't really remember what the color of the floor is, or do you consistently paint it? Because I know you're doing things seasonally. So what did you do initially to it for a base coat?
A light gray blue.
Okay.
Just to keep it bright and open.
Okay.
And it does favor all the different elements that we put on top of it. Right now we've painted large pumpkins and gingerbread men. And if we do have a little dink in the floor, we just put a pumpkin on it.
Right, and make it work. So you base painted it, you got it to go, and then you sort of stencil things on, or you freehand them?
We
or
freehand and we stencil.
Wow.
So
do you freehand? I can't freehand anything.
I do.
Wow, you're talented. We got to talk after this about some other stuff then. So you'll freehand a pumpkin or seasonally something else. And then when we're going into Christmas, do you just cover over that with base paint? How do you do that?
We usually just cover up the top design and create something on top of that.
By using the original color paint
and then
create something mm-hmm. else. So how often during the season do you change what's on the floor?
Oh, we change seasonally. It's a fun activity for all of us.
Sure. And let's talk about the paint on the walls. How did you come up with the color or colors for that? I'm seeing Kelly laughing very much right now with that.
I actually remember when when you guys were working on opening the store,
uh-huh.
and again, me thinking like I would probably think through 1,000 steps, and being what it was prior, has shelves that line the perimeter.
Sure.
And the
of course, in the nonprofit world, we know that the budget doesn't allow to tear down and rebuild. And Jerry and her team just saw an opportunity to maximize that for, displays. And the colors are beautiful. They're bright green, they're bright blue.
They're beautiful colors, exactly. That was stricken to me.
I remember walking in, visiting the site, and they're painting away. And it was a lot of work, but they're really bright. And I think that it makes everything pop around it. And kind of, with such a big space, I don't know if you agree, that I think you kind of can get away with some of that fun, wild color.
Did you, Jerry, pick the floor color first and then go into the walls, or how did that transpire to get the look that you have? And I'm sure the look that you have is ever-changing, but at least initially, how did that work?
Well, we actually did the cabinetry first.
You did the cabinetry
selected
first.
Selected the colors for that.
And tell our listeners what you did, what colors you did.
Oh, my goodness. We did a beautiful yellow,
You have like a bright green.
We do. It's a bright green, mm-hmm. In one section, and it's all cornered. Then we had a beautiful gray color, which we have since repainted a coral color. And a teal color, which is probably one of my favorites.
Well, I'd have to say, and we're going to have to take our news break, unfortunately, now, but I'd have to say you have a lot going on color-wise, but I give you kudos because it all comes together in a very attractive way, and the eye sort of embraces everything. It's not disconnected. You're very talented in the fact that it's very connected looking. It's visually beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to a very quick news break, and we'll be back more with Modern Design after this brief news break.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President-elect Donald Trump wants top-secret clearance for his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, requesting that his daughter Ivanka's husband be able to join him for his presidential daily briefings, which began yesterday. NBC News reporting at the briefing yesterday, Trump designated Kushner and retired General Michael Flynn as his companions for briefings from now on. Flynn has security clearance, Kushner does not, and it takes weeks or longer to receive it. With more on the transition, here's USA's Joe Gomez.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has suffered a shakeup after former Congressman Mike Rogers, who handled national security issues, announced his departure. It's the second shakeup for the team in less than a week. Earlier, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was removed from leading the operation in favor of Vice President-elect Mike Pence.
Twitter now suspending numerous accounts associated with the so-called alt-right movement. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We're on every Wednesday live in our beautiful Flemington studios from 10 to 11 p.m. And today I have in-house as my guests, wonderful Jerry Lurie and Kelly Beach. And we're talking about Greensleeves Village Bakery, which is in the Liberty Village in Flemington, a beautiful 4,800 square foot space, which is sort of a feast, if you will. I got that out early, because it's not just a feast to the eyes. The food is beautiful, the coffee is beautiful, and the vibe there is beautiful, I could say. When you're spreading good things, I kind of felt that when I went into your space, so I give you, again, kudos for that. So before we went to break, we were talking about taking a very large commercial space and turning it into this wonderful space that you've created. So we've redone the floors now. We've painted wonderful colors. You did different colors in different areas. You painted the cabinetry. And also you worked with some of the things that they already had, the displays, because it was Royal Doulton, correct?
Right, because we are big upcyclers, and we believe in creating upcycled design.
And you know what I love about that is I'm very conscious of the earth and the environment, and I hate hate when I do design to see things in landfills, see things making people sick, see things being wasted. So if you can repurpose something, you know, anytime with Mavenhill Designs, which I've been doing for the last 19 years, and from day one, anytime someone decided that we couldn't work with our existing cabinets and I didn't reface them, that I was replacing them, I never throw those cabinets away. I have my contractors take them out gingerly, which is not always easy to do with contractors, but I have them taken out gingerly and I either repaint them and repurpose them in their garage for storage, or I will take them out and I will donate them or give them to a child, a sibling, somebody else. I hate to see things in landfills. So telling me that you repurpose what you had, I think is very important and very purposeful. And that shows true creativity. Anybody can go out and buy new cabinets. Not everybody can take cabinets from a commercial space and make them look approachable and beautiful in a new way. That's where design comes in, and that's where creativity comes in. And that's what I think our listeners like to learn about. They like to be inspired. I like to be inspired. These days, it used to be magazines, and there's still people who go to magazines for ideas, but people want to go into spaces and get ideas. And I think that's when you go into Greensleeve Village Bakery, you get ideas. You have sit and have a cup of coffee, and I did, and I had a little downtime, and I worked on my phone, and I took some wonderful pictures of your space, and I got ideas. And I think that's, you know, part of what this concept is all about.
Well, one of our chandeliers is created from plastic bottles.
Wow.
And
you're making me kind of feel untalented when you're telling what you're telling. Like, maybe I should be an accountant.
Most of my inspiration comes from the people that we serve.
Sure.
And we took the bottles and we created flowers and petals out of them. And
where did you get this idea?
Well, we love Pinterest. So.
Do you have like 700 words on Pinterest? Excuse me. I will be honest, and I certainly have been degreed, and I do this for a living, but I look to nature, I look to places like your place, I look to places for inspiration, and then I try to cultivate an idea that will work in something that I'm working on. So where did you get your inspiration for the plastic bottle chandelier? Did you see someone else do it?
No.
I wouldn't have been able probably to be confident enough to say it would physically work, right, with the element of electricity with a plastic bottle. How did you make that come to be?
Well, we had these ugly box lights in the store.
Right.
And we needed to spruce them up and do something creative with them.
Sure.
So, of course, we had lots of plastic bottles. What could we make from these plastic bottles? So we started making the flowers. And I said, this would be perfect to outline the chandelier with. And that's how it started, and it ended up being gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. That's
amazing.
And
then we love to dangle things from it. You'll see some of the
silverware. Your ceilings are pretty high, so, I mean, you want it, as you had said earlier, you want it to be able to, someone who's in it, maybe in a wheelchair, my dad's in a wheelchair, to look up and have something beautiful to look at, so that's very nice.
We hope that when people come in, especially with the size of the space, that they do feel that warmth and they do feel that creativity.
Sure.
And I'm honored every day to be able to provide that atmosphere for our guys.
Sure.
To be inclusive and to show off their talents.
Sure.
And that, to me, is what it's all about.
Kelly, let's talk about some of the things that are around the store, because certainly you have this big open space. And you have a beautiful floor that's very colorful, and you have beautiful walls that are very colorful, and you have displays. Some of the things, are they for sale? They're not for sale. I saw beautiful vintage. I'm looking right now. One of the reasons that I spend a lot of time going to displays, not only because what I do, holiday tables, and I do that for people, and event decorating. So I have a couple of clients that I'm doing their Thanksgiving table for them. I do their sideboard. I set the table for them, and I do those things. So I like vintage dishes and glasses, and I think they look wonderful on a Thanksgiving table. And I was looking for English transferware, which is that white or cream with brown, and also amber glass, because I'm doing a table, and I love that look. That's really nice, and with some pheasant feathers, and then a cornucopia on the sideboard, and some of that stuff. I did see some vintage pieces there of dishes and things.
Sure.
So tell me what you have around in the store.
So when we talking about the largeness of the space, this
sure.
is where Jerry and I collaborated a little bit on the project.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the bakery is wonderful and they do everything up to wedding cakes and have a great product, but what surrounds the actual physical space is a lot of items for sale from local New Jersey small businesses. And it came out of the idea that, again, as a nonprofit and as a green initiative, you know, there's not a budget to do a lot of wholesaling or things of that nature. And it doesn't always align, you know, with our vision. And we really wanted to connect to our local community.
Sure.
And one of the things we had worked on was working on consignment with different emerging small businesses, because what it did for us was brought product in that was beautiful,
right,
and that came from, you know, our home state, but it also meant that, you know, we weren't putting out of pocket, and as a nonprofit, just don't really have that capability. So it was giving opportunity to small businesses to sell their wares within our store, and it wasn't a, you know, financial hit for us right off the bat. So we had talked about what are things we'd love to carry. We had aprons, we have dish towels, we have people that do vintage kitchenware,
sure,
party supplies, candles, things of that nature. So there's some gift, there's some homeware, and the majority of it, not of course every single thing, but a lot of it's from different New Jersey small businesses or area small businesses. So it's really cool for us to give them that opportunity. And what we found, the consignment relationship, when you navigate something like that, they really enjoy that the percentage that was coming back to us goes right to our nonprofit. Doesn't line our pockets.
Right.
And,
right,
you know, it goes to Alice's nonprofit and benefit services for our guys.
I have to tell you, right here on the air, knowing that now, I certainly would love to contribute. I have wonderful things that I'd love to throw. If you're looking,
yeah,
or maybe when you're
collaborating,
maybe when you make a change for the next season, I'd love to be involved with,
yeah,
that. That's
absolutely
great that
love
it goes
to
back to the community. That's just a really wonderful. We're going to take a quick commercial message, and we'll be back shortly with more of Mono Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My guests today happen to be Jerry Lurie and Kelly Beach, and they are with Greensleeves Village Bakery, right here in Flemington in Liberty Village. And we're talking about their wonderful 4,800 square foot space and some of the things they do with it. One of the things that we haven't talked about yet is something that I have, which you can't see in studio right next to me. I have a wonderful, let's take a look at this. Because the bow on it is so beautiful, I don't want to disturb the bow, which is probably you, Jerry. A wonderful array of desserts and a beautiful gingerbread man with a very smiley face, which is not only gorgeous, but I'm sure it's absolutely delicious. Tell us about, because now I get a feel of your space and how you decorate it, and it's lovely, and that you have consignment. People can come in for gifts and buy things that go back to the local community. Let's talk about the food. Let's talk about the baking. Who does that? Where did that come from? Do either you have a food background? Is that something part of the organization? How does it come about that this particular program is a bakery?
Well, we have an amazing pastry chef. She's a Johnson Wales graduate. Her
name
is Joan Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And an assistant chef, Debbie Dopewell. And they are incredible pastry chefs. We do everything from a special occasion cake to a wedding cake, and talk about designs. They're absolutely incredible.
Well, even when she just brought me the sampling here, the pieces are so beautiful. They're just as visually beautiful as I'm sure they are delicious.
Yes, and we do source from the local agriculture, the dairy farms, and our produce.
You're making me feel real bad about myself, Jerry. I thought I was a good person going in, but like I want to go to confession after this because you'd like have me beat.
And not only we are able to teach these vocational skills, so we have people training to scoop the cookie dough balls and to learn how to package and use our shopkeep. So we're excited right now because we're building a life-size gingerbread house promote our gingerbread house workshop that we're going to have on December 4th if anyone's interested.
Well, you know, one of the things I was remiss because there's so much to cover and an hour goes by so quickly and we're at 10:49 and I have so much I want to go over again is why don't you give us maybe your website and your information so people can find it, because there's all these wonderful things that I'm just learning on the air that are available to our local community if they want to be a part of Greensleeves and your organization.
Sure. So you can visit us on Facebook. Greensleeves Village Bake Shop is on Facebook. Greensleeves is on Instagram. Our handle is @GreensleevesNJ. We are a part of the nonprofit Allies, Inc., and the nonprofit's website is Allies, A-L-L-I-E-S, N-J, like New Jersey, .org. And Greensleeves obviously has a page representation there. So there's a variety of different ways to find us. But kind of for the day-to-day of the bakery, I would direct you to the Facebook. That's where we post the event.
I was on it about 5:30 this morning, and there's wonderful pictures and a lot of stuff on that. So definitely hit Facebook. Most of the people that are involved. I used to do a second show on the station here, which was just from my social media, my Facebook listeners, and they would interact, and they would email me, and I would talk about what they were asking me for ideas on the air. I haven't been able to continue to do that right now. We will go back to it at some point. But yes, Facebook is a great resource for that. So hit your Facebook pages and take a look at Greensleeves Village Bakery. It's wonderful. I want to talk about what you offer in terms of food, because I went and right now I'm trying to do no flour and sugar, so I should have no need to be in a bakery, but it's so much more than a bakery. So I had probably the best cup of coffee I've had in 6 months at your place. It was delicious. It was presented well. It was in a nice dish. Mug, I should say. So let's talk about, do you do sandwiches? Sandwiches? Do you lunch? Do you just do baked goods? Tell us about that part of it.
We do a light lunch. We have quiche and soup and some paninis, mac and cheese, some salads. We are looking to expand that in the new year.
Now, do you do off-site catering? If somebody has a local business and they say, you know what, this is a nonprofit, instead of going to XYZ restaurant, maybe I'll contact you guys, and I have a sales meeting, so I want to bring in sandwiches and soup for 14 people. Can we do that?
We haven't done that with our lunches as of yet, but we have certainly done that with our pastries and our cakes.
Sure.
We do have quite a few events on site, baby showers. And
isn't that nice? That was my next question for you. It's such a big space. I was wondering, do you rent it out as an event space?
Yes. When you do have space, that's one thing that we have found has absolutely worked to help market.
It has to be a source of revenue for the nonprofit because you have that amount of space.
Absolutely. And we seem to be booking from one event to the next, which is very exciting.
Now, do you have tables? Let's say somebody said, I'm a little bohemian and I love your sort of shabby chic look. I want to have my wedding there. We're going to be 25 people. Do you have tables that you can set up, or do they have to bring rentals in the space?
No, we have absolutely gorgeous tables, and I'm going to let Kelly tell you about that.
Sure.
She was so instrumental in partnering with Polytech.
So we have some large wooden communal tables in the bakery.
Oh, wonderful.
And they actually are made from, we have a space in Mount Holly, and it has a warehouse, kind of garagey barn in the back. And as we were clearing that, they're old wooden rafters. Jerry had saved them because she saves everything and can upcycle it and repurpose it and has that vision.
And what a work for me, Jerry.
So they were in the space ready to use, and she had this, I'll never forget it. I think it might have been a tear out from a magazine or something, but it was a plan for building, you know, your own table, and they were beautiful, and then they also featured reclaimed pipe, and she was holding on to it for, you know, we should make these for the bakery, and I'm going to see if I can do it. Only she and her team and her guys would think, yeah, I'm just going to build a few tables.
That would make a table. Amazing.
And I said, well,
this is not your ordinary bakery, folks.
No, and really empowering our people. If we had gotten to that step, you know, she would have had them putting them all together. But
I think Jerry should have run for president. I shouldn't say political stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So she was showing this to me, and I said, you know, as I'm a logistics person, a planning person, I said, you know, maybe that's just like a step too much to build our own tables. Maybe there's someone who can help us.
Sure.
And we started doing some research, and the local Hunterdon Polytech students, the high school students.
Which is a great resource out there for you people.
Amazing.
Access them. They're wonderful.
So on their website, they have that they'll build you a picnic table or a doghouse, and I thought, you know, I'm sure they have this skill set and this leadership. Amazing, and I'm spacing on the gentleman's name now because it's been
Charles.
A couple of years. Oh, Charles. Amazing educator. And
this is the mom thing just kicked in there. Sorry.
Yep. Right on top of me. Just an amazing program. And we brought them the wood and the supplies, and they donated their efforts to educational experience for their students to put the tables together. We gave them an award and took a picture. And every table in the store, and they're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Has a little plaque saying that they were made by the Hunterdon Polytech. So I love it because it gave the students really a hands-on opportunity you to build something that's showcased in the community every single day. It's something that is reclaimed from wood from our own property. It was, you know, obviously financially feasible for us because we had the materials and the students put them together. But they're beautiful. People try to buy them from us all the time.
I imagine.
It's so fun because the students will come in and say, Mom, Dad, this is what I built. This is what I built.
And there's such a sense of pride and ownership.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
And it's so inspiring.
I want to get out in the moments that we have left, about 4 minutes left, of everything that you do, because I want to encompass it, and maybe we'll reach somebody that would have normally not come visit you to see what you have. So as far as sources of revenue, you can come into Greensleeves even if you don't have it, you don't ever eat baked goods, and you can buy some beautiful gifts, some beautiful things to take home. You can buy a pie, you can buy wonderful baked goods with you. You can come in and sit there and use it as a coffee house, as I did because I spent time there. Do people hang out there? Because I would think it's a place that people hang out.
Absolutely.
I took a little downtime. I did some things on my phone, and I sat there and enjoyed my cup of coffee. So people, I think, are looking for spaces that they can. You rent it out as a rental space. You can have a party there, correct?
Absolutely.
Not only that, you do, other than baked goods, you do quiches and lunches. You could come in as a lunch place. What are the hours, by the way? In the end, I'm going to have you give all the information. What are the hours of Greensleeves Village Bakery? Are you open every day?
We're open every day except for Mondays.
Okay.
And we're open from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday. And we're open till 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. We're excited because we're going to extend our hours a bit with some of the different events that we're doing.
Sure.
It looks like we're going to have Christmas trees out front, too.
Nice,
so,
nice.
And a wreath decorating class.
Oh, wonderful.
So there's lots of fun things coming up. And I'd like to invite some of your listeners, if they're designers and they want to do a chalk painting class there or teach design, we could certainly have an event there to
I tell you, that's
collaborate.
Very topical because I do events all the time. I just did one at my new space in Chatham. We're doing a series now called The New Neutrals, and how people are decorating their house using maybe softer colors, but then they're adding metallics and texture and so on. And that's a series of mine. And maybe the three of us can talk offline on maybe me doing one of those there. I usually get a nice crowd, and I think it might be a nice way to expose what you do and all your, you know, not only all the wonderful, the delicious and beautiful things you do, but also the philanthropic things that you guys do. So for our listeners, we have about a minute left. I want to give all the information again. The organization is called Greensleeves Village Bakery. Your address?
We're part of Liberty Village Outlets, so it's technically 1 Church Street in Flemington. We're directly across from Turntable Junction, though. We're directly on Church Street.
Wonderful. And your telephone number? You don't know our telephone number? We don't have a phone.
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. What about your website in the meanwhile?
So I would direct the listeners to the Facebook page, which is Greensleeves Village Bake Shop. Our nonprofit is Allies, Inc., so you can find us there, too, at alliesnj.org.
Wonderful, wonderful. And again, folks, if you're in Flemington or if you're taking a ride, if it's a beautiful day and you want to take a ride up, head out to Liberty Village and check it out. It's at 1 Church Street.
1 Church Street. And I actually, our phone number, you can call us to place an order or for your holiday pies or anything like that. It's 908-237-2011.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Jerry and Kelly, I thank you so much. I think what you do is honorable, and you're both very, very talented. I'm going to ask a favor, though. Once we go to our new studios on the Main Street, I'm going to ask you to come back. I'm going to ask you to bring some, do some homework and bring some props with you, and maybe we can display, maybe we can bring some of the things to studio and show people some of the beautiful things that you've done.
We'd love to.
Anything you want to add there, Jerry, before we sign off?
I'd just like to give a shout-out to my green team at the Village Bake Shop and tell them how much they mean to us all at Allies and how proud we are of them, and to invite the community to come in and visit us this holiday season.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. I'm very inspired by your collective creative talents and the good things that you're doing in our community. All right, folks, that's the end of another episode of Modern Design. We will see you next week, where I'm going to have Penny Passera. She is the general manager of Ethan Allen in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And we're going to talk about design trends, and it's not too late to get your dining room ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. Until I see you next week, have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President-elect Donald Trump wants top secret clearance for his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, requesting that his daughter Ivanka's husband be able to join him for his presidential daily briefings, which began yesterday. NBC News reporting at the briefing yesterday, Trump designated Kushner and retired General Michael Flynn as his companions for briefings from now on. Flynn has security clearance, Kushner does not, and it takes weeks or longer to receive it. With more on the transition, here's USA's Joe Gomez.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has suffered a shakeup